This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Students and parents thinking about college are increasingly considering the growing price tag and which schools provide the best return on the investment. Money Magazine's annual Best Colleges for Your Money list is out. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on the surprising changes in which colleges are coming out on top and on how new realities of education expenses have families thinking differently.
Princeton topped the bang for your buck list this year. It hands out lots of grants, and on average, its alums are among the highest paid. Stanford, number one last year, came in 10th. Babson College fell from second to below the top 50. Why? The magazine tweaked its methodology.
It changes every year a little bit.
Kim Clark wrote the article for Money Magazine. She says for the first time, the rankings take into account the federal government's new college scorecard. It considers factors like how soon alums begin paying off debt and their median income after graduation. That's mattering more to college-bound students. Jonathan Smith co-authored a recent study for the College Board, which showed more SAT scores were sent to schools whose grads had higher incomes.
A 10% increase in earnings for a college relative to another college increased the member score sent by 2.4%.
Money's Kim Clark says that makes sense.
The ability to pay your debts, you know, pay off your student loans, is an indicator of your ability to operate in society.
I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.